walls, making the world a better place to sleep.
100.7 WHUD, Mike and Casey, it's 8:47.
Josh Groban kicks off his In the Round tour next month and plays the Prudential Center in Newark October 30th. Besides being a renowned vocalist, Josh plays several instruments, including the drums.
Yeah, I love playing drums on tour. I think my parents have made me sign a contract that since they got me a drum set at the age of 15 and they had to put up with all that noise, I have to do it professionally as much as possible now so that they feel like they didn't waste their time.
So I see by this press release that you're writing your own reviews again. We caught you doing this before.
What are you talking about?
One of the greatest voices in contemporary music. His gorgeous voice hits like tsunami and embraced like expensive silk.
Did you like that?
He was scintillating, charming, and talented. I mean, come on, what are you kidding?
My God, yeah. It's truly only the words that could come from me. I can't help myself. And still unbelievably flattered. And yet so humbled by those words.
Right, and so surprised, seemingly, yes.
I am. No, to be perfectly honest, I am always surprised when I get reviews like that. I mean, like, I wouldn't say I was like a media darling when I started out, and so whenever you open up a paper or read a blog or something and you see, you know, somebody really appreciates what you do, we're all complete nutcases, and it always just kind of gives you that little boost to keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, I love your work since we talked when you were back McBeal back in the day. So
yeah,
it's been an amazing journey,
and thanks for sticking with me since then. It's been quite a ride.
I know when you were here at the station, you loved the Fishkill Frosty ice cream down the street. We always talk about that.
Oh, man, do I ever. I crave it. So I got to come back down there and come in the studio, do an interview with ice cream just all over my face.
We love having you on WHUD. It's always a treat to play a Josh Groban song.
Too. You guys seriously have been so supportive since the very beginning of my career, and I'll never forget it. So thank you guys.
We love playing Brave, and then, of course, somebody else came out with another song called Brave, and that kind of confused the issue.
One of my very close friends, Sarah, it's an amazing song, and I'm very happy for her, too.
And then, of course, When I Fall in Love, which, you know, Josh, if you could go back and just redo the ending and kind of make it a big finish, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, sorry about that. You know, we were thinking when Rob and I were finishing it, we were just going to kind of vamp it and have it fade out. And then, you know, speaking of, like, the live inspiration, we were just like, you know, what would we do if this was the end of a concert and we wanted people to jump to their feet? And that's kind of how we approached the end of the song. So, yeah, we kind of went for it there.
Yeah, well, when we play it on the radio, everybody in the audience and us in the studio, we all jump to our feet.
Oh, well, then, mission accomplished. Thank you. That must be so awkward for everyone.
Yeah, so
he's a gem.
He's really a gem.
And if you want to see how good he is, Google that YouTube video with Josh Groban and Josh Page from Montebello. It shows you his true heart. He's a good guy.
Like Josh and with Josh here at WHUD.